This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
But one advice I'll give you, and I'll remind the kids watching too, nowadays, you know, back when I used to play a lot of sports in the parks and stuff like that, I used to play a lot of basketball. People talk big when they play basketball, right? A lot of smack talk and trash talk and whatever, right? And all of it boils down to either insulting somebody else or how much inferior they are to you or praising yourself. And now people do that in video games. So while they're playing online, somebody's a sweat. That's what you call it, right? Somebody's a sweat. And somebody's like, what's the word? Raging you?
What?
Somebody's raging?
Yeah, somebody's raging.
Somebody's raging, right? They're they're making you angry. And they're
No, you're making them rage.
Oh, you're making them enraged.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're doing that, you're basically doing one of two things. You're describing how great you are and how easy it is for you to crush them and or how terrible they are, right?
Yeah.
Both of those are, don't I alone own the kingdom of Fortnite? Do you understand?
Yeah.
So we're training ourselves to praise ourselves and put others down.
Yeah.
Which is a quality of who?
Fir'aun.
When that habit becomes common in video games or in sports, then it slowly starts coming into other parts of your life.
Yeah.
And you start talking like that and thinking like that about other people in school or among friends or in family or when you start making money and you have a job, then you that mentality comes into other things in your life. So, you know, when you guys, when we played sports together, the kids and stuff before COVID, remember I talked to you about bad sportsmanship? Right? That you're not going to talk trash. You're not going to praise yourselves. You're not going to be insulting towards one another. You're going to shake hands. You're going to, you know, these things. Why? Because I don't want this kind of thinking. He owned the kingdom of Egypt, but somebody could say, I own this court. Right? That's their little Egypt. I don't want them to have a little Egypt. Because then Allah showed him how small he is, right? We don't want Allah showing us that way. We can show Allah we know already. We don't do that. We don't, you know, put ourselves in praising circumstances. Okay.
I can't really do that anymore because I'm like hot trash at like any video game I play. So.
Really?
Yeah, like I'm terrible.
Hot trash?
Yeah.
Is that a thing now? Hot trash?
It just means you're bad. Like, I mean, I stopped playing for like a while, so like I'm bad now. But I used to be a sweat.
I used to play video games. Now I teach Arabic. Okay.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated. It's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.